Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. This is Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. And coming up today in the showcase, it's Taking Part 2. These are songs that have taking in the title, which you remember we began a few weeks ago, and we'll finish it up here today. And for the countdown today, we go back to the first weekend of November in 1956. Well, that's what we have lined up for you today, and if you're ready, let's begin.
Seems like old times, being here with you, being here with you, being here with you.
And we're off and running on today's Seems Like Old Times, and we start on the charts from this weekend in 1956, and at number 24, it's the Cordettes.
Come to the station, jump from the train, march at the double down Lover's Lane. Then in the glen where the roses entwine, lay down your arms, lay down your arms, lay down your arms and surrender to mine. My sweetheart is a soldier as handsome as can be, but suddenly they send him away across the sea. So patiently I waited until his leave was due, then wrote and said, my darling, I'll tell you what to do. Come to the station, jump from the train, march at the double down Lover's Lane. Then in the glen where the roses entwine, lay down your arms, lay down your arms, lay down your arms and surrender to mine. Soldier, and when he's on parade, an order is an order and has to be obeyed. You've got to do your duty wherever you may be, and now you're on your orders to hurry home to me. Come to the station, jump from the train, march at the double down Lover's Lane. Then in the glen where the roses entwine, lay down your arms, lay down your arms, surrender to mine. The girl who loves a soldier is either sad or gay, 'cause first of all he's with her and then he's far away. But soldiers have the duty to answer to the call, and that is why I'm calling the loudest of them all. Come to the station, jump from the train, march at the double down Lover's Lane. Then in the glen where the roses entwine, lay down your arms, lay down your arms, lay down your arms and surrender to mine.
Record number 24 this week in 1956, Lay Down Your Arms. Those were the Cordettes, backed by the Archie Blyer Orchestra. And the Cordettes were Janitor Tell, also Mrs. Archie Blyer, Carol Bushman, Lynn Evans, and Margie Needham. Lay Down Your Arms would get to number 16. And here in our spotlight year of 1956, Dwight Eisenhower is the president. Richard Nixon is the VP, and the population's just under 169 million. Oh, but there could be a new leader of the land. As Election Day was Tuesday, and Ike was running for re-election, once again facing Adlai Stevenson. Let's get a little flavor of the campaign versus the incumbent.
I have seen the face of our land, soil, rivers, and forests. Their richness and their power conserved with care, developed with skill by a people thankful for this bounty of a generous providence. And there are other great things that I have had no need to see, for I know them. I mean all the rolling mills and open hearths, the smoking factory stacks and flaming furnaces. Tonight, even as we meet here, the glow of these furnaces and the light of these factories send their bright signals to the dark skies above. And they tell the world that 66 million Americans know today more secure and rewarding work than any people have ever known, anywhere in the world, any time in history.
The Democrat challenger saw things a little bit differently.
We are told that everything is fine, that we are enjoying unprecedented peace and prosperity and progress. Progress. When the richest country in the world doesn't have schools and teachers enough for its children. when it doesn't have hospitals for its sick, when there is widespread need among our older citizens, when ugly slums deface our cities and offend human dignity, when millions of Americans are still denied opportunities because of race or color. Now, prosperity, yes, but can we be content? What about the farmer? What about the small businessman? The distressed areas, the great pockets of unemployment, and the 30 million Americans who live in families with incomes of less than $2,000 a year.
A stump speech by Adlai Stevenson running for president here in 1956. Well, more from the election coming up, but let's get back to the countdown. And lots of folks during the 50s cast their musical ballot for Patti Page. And her latest is at number 22.
Allegheny Moon, I need your light to help me find romance tonight. So shine, shine, shine on tonight. Allegheny Moon, your silver beams can lead the way to golden dreams. So shine, shine, please shine, shine. High among the stars, so bright above, the magic of your lamp of love can make him mine. Allegheny Moon, it's up to you. Please see what you can do for me and for my one and only. So shine, shine, stars so bright above, the magic of your lamp of love can make him mine. Allegheny Moon, it's up to you. Please see what you can do for me and for my one and only love. Shine on me tonight, Allegheny Moon.
A million seller for Patti Page, Allegheny Moon, at number 22 on the Billboard chart this week in 1956. That was coming down after reaching number 2. She was accompanied by the Vic Schoen Orchestra. We are jumping around on the Billboard chart this week because here in 1956 there's a mix of rock and roll records, and that's not our focus here. We like the jazz, the standards, and the pop memories. And one of those is at number 19, a million seller for Guy Mitchell.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love, dear. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine. The dream is gone. Stay without you. You away. Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. Singing the blues.
Guy Mitchell and the Ray Conniff Orchestra and Singing the Blues. That was one of the biggest movers on the charts this week, holding at number 19, but it's on its way up to number 1 for a 10-week stay, making it Guy Mitchell's first chart topper. Well, more now from the presidential election here in 1956. And President Eisenhower is very popular, not just politically, but personally. And he's maintained a comfortable lead in the polls throughout the campaign. Americans rallied behind Ike when two foreign policy crises developed a week before the election. In Hungary, the Soviet Red Army crushed a revolt. And in Egypt, a combined force of Israeli, English, and French troops seized the Suez Canal. Meanwhile, Adlai Stevenson proposed significant increases in government spending for social programs and treaties with the Soviet Union. After those ideas failed to take hold, he went after Vice President Nixon.
We know that this is a businessman's administration, but what we want to know is who's running the store. And the even more important question is, if the Republicans were to win this fall, who would be running the store for the next 4 years? The key man of the Republican future is President Eisenhower's hand-picked heir, Vice President Nixon.
Despite criticism throughout the campaign, Nixon kept his cool.
If you forget everything else I say, will you remember this? The greatest single question that the voters of the United States will answer by their votes next Tuesday is this. We will determine which of the two candidates for the presidency we feel is better qualified by experience, by judgment, by background to keep the peace for America. And on that issue, my friends, I respectfully submit tonight, Mr. Stevenson just isn't in the same league with Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Vice President Nixon from the campaign of 1956. And by the way, the Democrats' VP candidate was Estes Kefauver. So Americans would be going to the polls this upcoming Tuesday, and it would be a landslide victory for Eisenhower, taking 41 of the 48 states and winning by 15 points. And we get back to the countdown from this weekend 69 years ago, and Frank Sinatra was at number 18.
Lover, lover, hey, jealous lover. You're acting so strange. Hey, jealous lover, what is making you change? Hey, jealous lover, how wrong can you be? I'm yours ever faithful, just be faithful to me. I am just as steady as that clock on the shelf. Maybe you're accusing me of what you do in yourself. Hey, jealous lover, I'm telling you true. I know that you're jealous, but there's no one but you.
Jealous lover, you're acting so strange. Hey, jealous lover, what is making you change?
Hey, jealous lover, how hard can it be?
I'm yours ever faithful, just be faithful to me. Ooh, 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 ooh.
I've cheated lots of times, but just couldn't do. I was much too busy, baby, being faithful to you, hey, jealous lover. I'm telling you true, I know that you're jealous, but there's no one but you. There's no one for me, jealous love but you.
Number 18 this week, Frank Sinatra with Nelson Riddle's orchestra, Hey Jealous Lover. That was rising on the charts, eventually peaking at number 3 for the 40-year-old Sinatra. One of the songs from early November 1956, and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, it's part 2 of the musical theme, Taking. A number of weeks ago, we did Giving Songs, so the natural spinoff would be songs with Taking in the title. And we had enough left over from our first go-around to take on the topic again this week. And getting us started is Edie Gourmet.
I'll take romance while my heart is young and eager to fly. I'll give my heart a try. I'll take romance. I'll take romance while my arms are strong and eager for you. I'll give my arms their cue. I'll take romance. So, my lover, when you want me, call me in the hush of the evening. When you call me in the hush of the evening, I'll rush to my first real romance. While my heart is young and eager and gay, I'll give my heart away. I'll take romance. Real romance. While my heart is young and eager and gay, I'll give my heart away. I'll take romance. I'll take a chance. I'll take romance.
From 1957, there's Edie Gourmet, I'll Take Romance. She was accompanied by the Don Costa Orchestra. Next song on my taking list is Somebody Else is Taking My Place. Of course, the most famous version was by Benny Goodman and Peggy Lee, and it's been done by a number of artists over the years, but when I found it was done by this guy, well, it was a no-brainer. Here's Jimmy Roselli.
Somebody else is taking my place. Somebody else now shares your embrace. While I am trying to keep from crying, you go around with a smile on your face. Little you care for all the vows that you made. Little you care how much I have paid. My heart is aching. Come on, keep it from breaking. 'Cause somebody's taking, taken my place. Smile on your face. Little you care for all the vows you made. Little you care how much I have paid. My heart is aching. Somebody's taken. Somebody's taken. Somebody's taken my place.
There's the other singer from Hoboken, New Jersey, Jimmy Roselli. In fact, he grew up just a few doors down from Frank Sinatra. And Roselli may have been the favorite among Italian Americans, but I'll let you debate that among yourselves. There, Somebody Else is Taking My Place. He recorded that in 1971, and it was on his album Saloon Songs, Volume 3. All right, back to the big band days now. 1937, Lionel Hampton. I Just Couldn't Take It, Baby.
You figured out all wrong somehow. I just couldn't take it, baby. Couldn't do without you now. Some may take romance as just a song and dance, a game that they're just playing at. I just can't go gay, laughing love off that way. Couldn't help you made me that way. Why? Now, if I ever found out that just a run around, I don't mean a thing to you. I just couldn't take it, baby, loving you the way I do.
Thank you.
I Just Couldn't Take It, Baby, from 1937. Lionel Hampton and his all-star orchestra, with the leader on the vibes and the vocals. And with him, Ziggy Elman on trumpet, Vito Musso played clarinet and tenor sax, Arthur Rollini tenor sax, Jess Stacy piano, Alan Royce guitar, Johnny Miller on the bass, and Cozy Cole played the drums. We have Taking Songs again today on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Today, we've turned the calendar back 69 years to November of 1956. And on the Billboard chart this week, we're at number 16 with pianist Eddie Haywood, Soft Summer Breeze. Pianist Eddie Haywood, who played with jazz musicians through the 30s and 40s, but in 1947 he was stricken with partial paralysis in his hands and he couldn't play at all. But he's making a comeback here in 1956. He's featured on two records on the charts this week, including that one, Soft Summer Breeze. It's at number 16, coming down from its high of number 11, and he's accompanied by the Hugo Winterhalter Orchestra. Our spotlight year today is 1956, and let's turn on the television. Back in August, we bid farewell to the Dumont Network. Then in September, NBC introduced its color version of the Peacock logo. Well, speaking of NBC, on October 1st, Ernie Kovacs became the host of The Tonight Show on Monday and Tuesdays. Steve Allen hosts the rest of the week. And this past Monday, the Huntley-Brinkley Report debuted. Now, morning viewers had their choice of the Today Show on NBC. And on CBS, there's Jimmy Dean and Captain Kangaroo. Later in the day, it's Gary Moore and Arthur Godfrey. And later in the afternoon, Art Linkletter and Tennessee Ernie Ford. In primetime, new programs this season include The Gale Storm Show, Dick Powell's Zane Grey Theater. There's Jonathan Winters, and Dinah Shore is now on for an hour on Friday night. Now, the most watched network is CBS. They have 9 of the top 10 shows. The top 5 are December Bride, The $64,000 Question, The GE Theater, Ed Sullivan, and number 1, I Love Lucy. Now, even though The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet didn't crack the top 30 this year, it seems like everybody we know watches.
Where are you going with the drums, son?
We're having a band rehearsal tonight.
Oh. When is this band of yours going to get a job?
I'm glad you asked me that, Pop. We're playing for Sorority Dance a week from Saturday night.
Oh, good for you, son. How much are you getting paid?
You've been talking to Dave. See, we haven't decided on that yet.
Oh. Well, when we had our band in college, we always used to insist on getting paid before the dance started.
Your band was pretty bad, huh?
No, it was nothing like that. I just thought it was a good business principle.
Oh, I was just wondering.
What about your band? You guys have any special arrangements at all?
No, we just rock and roll.
Well, I mean, you can't do that all night. What do you do for a change of pace?
We stop playing.
Now, this past Wednesday night, after we went trick-or-treating, at 9 o'clock, many of us tuned our TVs to ABC and The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet. Now, Lawrence Welk has two shows this year. Monday night at 9:30, it's Top Tunes and New Talent. Then Sunday night at 9, it's the Dodge Dancing Party. His regulars include the Lennon Sisters. And this week, they have hit number 15. Tonight You Belong to Me, record number 15 this week in 1956, Lawrence Welk and his Sparkling Strings, with the Lennon Sisters and the Sparklers. I don't know how they scrunched all that on the record label, but the Lennon Sisters were Diane, Peggy, Kathy, and Janet. And the quartet was discovered by Lawrence Welk's son. He went to school with the girls in Los Angeles. Well, onward we go toward the top of the Billboard rankings this week in 1956. And at number 13, it's Andy Williams.
Once I was alone, so lonely, and then you came out of nowhere like the sun up from the hill. Ski trail where your kiss filled me with thrill. A weekend in Canada, a change of scene, was the most I bargained for. Discovered you, and in your eyes I found a love that I couldn't ignore. Down, down came the sun, fast, fast, fast beat my heart. I knew when the sun set from that day.
Andy Williams has been in show business for most of his life. He sang with his brothers for most of his younger years, and then went solo in 1952. He released a few records that year, but none became hits. Last year, 1955, Ben signed on with Archie Blyer's Cadence Records, and he finally has his first hit, It's Canadian Sunset. It's holding spot number 13 this week, down from its high of number 7. Let's catch a show here in November of 1956 and see what's playing on Broadway. One of the most popular comedies is Auntie Mame, starring Rosalind Russell. There's The Matchmaker, featuring Ruth Gordon, and The Reluctant Debutante, with Anna Massey, Wilfred Hyde White, and Adrian Allen. A good drama, Middle of the Night, with Edward G. Robinson, Gina Rowlands, also Ann Jackson and Martin Balsam. And the musicals include My Fair Lady, with Julie Andrews, Rex Harrison, Stanley Holloway. There's also The Most Happy Fella, with Robert Weed, Joe Sullivan, Art Lund, and Susan Johnson. And Sammy Davis Jr. is making his Broadway debut in Mr. Wonderful. He co-starred with Jack Carter, Olga James, and Cheetah Rivera. And the show's basically an extension of his nightclub act. So, of course, there's plenty of great music, including Too Close for Comfort.
Be firm, be fair. Be sure, beware. On your guard, take care. While there's such temptation, one thing will lead to another. Too late to run for cover. She's much too close for comfort now. Be wise, be smart. Behave, my heart. Don't upset your cart when she's so close. Be soft, be sweet, but be discreet. Don't go off your beat. She's too close for comfort. Too close for comfort. Please not again. Too close to know just when to say when. Be firm, be fair. Be absolutely sure. Beware on your guard. Take care while there's such temptation. One thing will lead to another. Too late to run for cover. She's much too close for comfort now. For comfort, she's too close to know just when to say when. Be firm, be fair, be sure, beware, on your guard, take care, while there's such temptation. One thing leads to another, too late to run for cover. She's much too close for comfort now. And just a little pinch of soda. One thing leads to another. Too late to run for cover. She's much too close for comfort now. She's much too much, much too much. She's too much too close for comfort now.
Sammy Davis Jr., Too Close for Comfort, from his Broadway show Mr. Wonderful, playing on Broadway this weekend, 1956. And we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. On today's Seems Like Old Times, we're taking again. Yes, it's Acquisition by Music. And I have two different recordings that have the same title. It's Take My Heart. First up from 1936, the Eddie Duchin Orchestra.
Thank you. if I care what you do with it. Go on, go through with it. Do with it what you please. Take my heart, even if only to play with it. Go on, be gay with it. Do with it what you please. Whether awake or sleeping, I shouldn't feel despair. Isn't it in good keeping while it's in your care? Oh, take my heart, I'll never ask what you've done with it. Go on, have fun with it. Take it and leave it at ease, and do with it what you please.
Take My Heart, the Eddie Duchin Orchestra. That had Jerry Cooper on the vocals, and that was a number one song for the band in the summer of 1936. Now, a different Take My Heart was a hit in 1952 for Al Martino. Al Martino broke onto the music scene with his big smash Here in My Heart, but that was on the small BBS Records label out of Philadelphia. Well, Capitol Records liked what they heard, so they went out and signed him in a hurry. And Take My Heart was his first single with Capitol, backed up by the Monty Kelly Orchestra, that cracked the top 15 in 1952. And now here comes Satch.
It takes time to get your gal to see the light. It takes time. It isn't always love at sight from the first little glance till she's ready for romance. Remember, little man, it takes time. It takes time to make the coffee percolate. It takes time to get your gal to set the date from the first moonlit walk till you get the baby talk. Remember, little man, it takes time. Now, Rome wasn't built in a day, they say, not to mention pyramids and Sphinx. It took old Rip Van Winkle all of 20 years to squeeze the living daylights out of 40 winks. It takes time to turn the winter into spring. It takes time to get the dough and get the ring from the first little smile till you're walking down the aisle. Remember, little man, it takes time. Wasn't built in a day, they say, not to mention the pyramids and Sphinx. It took old Rip Van Winkle old 20 years to squeeze the living daylights out of 40 winks. It takes time to turn the winter into spring. It takes time to get the dough, to get the ring from the first little smile till you're walking down the aisle. Remember, little man, it takes time.
From 1947, Louis Armstrong and his orchestra, It Takes Time. One of the records we've taken from the vault and put in the showcase today. And we'll have more songs about taking coming up after the break. And more of the hits from this week in 1956 on Seems Like Old Times.